The November 6th general election is rapidly approaching, and one of the ballot proposals Michigan voters will decide is going to go a long way in determining what the state's energy future will look like. Proposal 3 is better known as the 25 by 25 proposal. It would require that 25% of the state's energy come from renewable sources by the year 2025. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Last week on Issues of the Environment, we spoke with Megan Brown. She is a spokesperson for the Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy Coalition for Michigan. That group ardently opposes Proposal 3. Today, our guest has a different point of view. She's from an organization that strongly supports Proposal 3. Anne Y. Woody is Executive Director of the Sierra Club's Michigan chapter. Anne, good morning and welcome back to WEMU.
Thanks so much, David.
Well, what is the Sierra Club's stake in Proposal 3?
Sierra Club believes that Michigan needs to move towards a clean energy future for a whole range of reasons. And I just want to say our volunteers, we are a grassroots organization, have never been as motivated about getting something passed into law as they are about getting Proposal 3 passed. It is an issue dear to everyone's heart. In Michigan, we burn about 60% of our fuel for power comes from coal right now. And coal is bad basically from start to finish, from mountaintop removal to coal ash disposal, and in between causes health issues, puts mercury into our fish, and is expensive as well in Michigan and growing in cost because we don't mine it here, fortunately, and we ship it into the state, and the cost of just getting it here is rising. So we believe that it's best for Michigan to move as quickly as we can towards a clean energy future. The groups that are funding the work on trying to get Proposal 3 passed are like Sierra Club. They're nonprofits, and while Sierra Club's headquarters are in San Francisco, we are drawing support from all over the country and throughout Michigan for this. That contrasts that with the funding behind the CARE opposition group, which is almost entirely coming from our electric utilities, who are taking money that they've gotten through a very generous rate of return on the electric rates we pay in Michigan, and using that to try to undercut what the majority of people in Michigan want, which is clean energy for the future.
So you're saying that the out-of-state money being contributed in favor of Proposal 3 is not money that will eventually be exported back out of Michigan should it pass?
No. And in fact, one of the things that's being said now is that there's an effort to try to claim that Proposal 3 would end up shipping jobs out of state. Quite the contrary. The language of the amendment actually includes a direction to the legislature to create incentives to produce the equipment and all of the hardware, et cetera, here in Michigan.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Ann Y. Woody this morning. Ann is Executive Director of the Sierra Club Michigan Chapter and a supporter of Proposal 3, that is the 25 by 25 renewable energy ballot issue. Last week, we spoke with Proposal 3 opponent Megan Brown, and that interview is still available to you in the local news section of our website at WEMU.org. Now, Michigan utilities contend if passed, Proposal 3 is going to cost state ratepayers some $12 billion just in order to meet that required 25 by 25 standard. Do you have evidence to the contrary?
What our numbers show is $10 billion. There's no doubt that there will be increased costs for electric rates no matter what. But let's get at what they're talking about. They're talking about adding that on to their existing infrastructure and raising the rates to pay for all of it instead of what we know will happen, which is that existing dirty coal plants will be shut down. And DTE, for example, right now is looking at building a nuclear plant. Fermi 3 is still going through the licensing process at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The starting price that's talked about for Fermi 3 is around $12 billion. That's when they said $12 billion, that rung a bell with me because that's the lowest price that we're talking about that. It would produce much less power, it would create nuclear waste, and it would create more problems for Michigan long term. The other thing that CARE has done that is absolutely distorting things is they've taken what they estimate to be the whole cost of Proposal 3 and spread it evenly across the whole number of ratepayers in Michigan. But you pay your electric rates by the amount you use. So if you're the Ford Motor Company, you're going to have a much larger bill than you would if you're a smaller residential user. So that's one of the scare tactics that they're using, and it is absolutely disingenuous because the cost we expect, particularly in the DTE area, will actually go down.
The biggest concern that CARE Michigan has raised is the fact that it's going to be in the Constitution, a constitutional amendment. It may have unforeseen consequences, and if so, would be very difficult to overturn. Why should this be a constitutional issue instead of a legislative mandate?
The Michigan Constitution was adopted in 1963, and I find it ironic to see the pictures of it written on parchment with quill pen. Clearly, that was not the case. And the Constitution was written with the intention that it would be adjusted over time as we evolved, as our state grew, so that it actually has a provision where every 16 years the entire Constitution goes back in front of the voters of Michigan for us to decide whether we want to rewrite the whole thing. But let's think about the importance of energy policy and the policies that have a very long-range effect do belong in the Constitution. Many of the coal plants in Michigan are actually older than the Constitution of Michigan. And if the state doesn't require clean energy, which we would want to assure is going to be in place for a long time, a policy would be committed to for a long time. If we don't require it, we may see things like the nuclear plant built and renovations of these dirty old coal plants, keeping them alive, continuing to spew carbon emissions and soot and mercury into the air for many generations to come.
Well, as we talk about dirty energy, one of the components of this clean energy renewable standard is biomass, and it is equally, if not more, polluting than coal, has the same amount of short and long-term health effects on those with prolonged exposure, and it is one of the primary components of this new energy plan. So why would biomass be included in a new renewable energy proposal?
The biomass provision, along with all of the four types of energy identified in there, allow for appropriate energy to be used in the right places. So biomass, where it's the use of a waste product at the end of a process, for example, in a wood processing facility, turning the biomass into energy there, the waste from that may make sense. But one of the important things about this provision, this bill, or this initiative, right now we have massive biomass proposals as part of coal plants that are being proposed in Michigan. There's a coal plant proposed in Roger City that would get at least 10% of its fuel from wood and would draw from a million acres of forest land in the northern lower peninsula in order to meet that goal. We need to be thinking about appropriate types of energy generation in appropriate places. We fully expect that the vast majority of the power is going to come from wind because that's the cheapest and the most readily available power source that
and,
we have.
And yet it has the potential to become a real NIMBY issue, not in my backyard.
Right.
And there are studies being done, placing some in the Great Lakes as a potential. Do you have concerns about how wind energy can be used effectively in Michigan? Is it something that can actually meet a 25 by 25 standard with all of the ancillary issues that go along with wind farms?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the important thing here is that what this amendment does is sets the broad slate of options, but it doesn't say that environmental groups like ours or local communities or anyone else is going to have all of their options taken away. Sierra Club doesn't support biomass at all, and we will oppose wood biomass as an option wherever it's proposed. But what we would also do is seek to assure that wind siting is appropriate. There are clearly places it doesn't belong, but there are clearly places where it does belong. And I think it's important for folks to note right now the utilities often have eminent domain over things like power line placement, and they build nuclear plants on the Great Lakes. They build large coal plants along the lakes and rivers as well. these are not desirable places to put anything. So we need to recognize that energy is a very complex issue. We need to move to clean energy, and we need to do it aggressively in Michigan. And that doesn't mean we check our environmental credentials at the door by any means. Every issue, every type needs to be assessed appropriately for where it's located and what kinds of other issues it may cause. And so that's why this is an appropriate measure for all of us to support, because it gives us the option for actually making those intelligent choices and moving forward.
Well, as our time together winds down, Ann Y. Woody, the ballot proposal itself is only 277 words. Is it wise to design our complex energy future with a rather simplistic ballot question?
I think actually it is, because it also says that the implementation of this law will take place through legislative action. And despite all the efforts to claim that this somehow is locking things in, this allows for the floor, allows for the people of Michigan to say, this is what we want, figure out how to make it happen. And that's how innovation occurs. It's not by us sitting here and saying, oh, no, you can't do that. It's rather saying, yes, we're going to do this, and here's our chance to figure out how. We already know we can meet the standard in Michigan. It's quite doable. We will catch up with a whole bunch of states that are well ahead of us. So this is a great opportunity for our state to move forward.
Ann, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, David.
That is Ann Y. Woody, Executive Director of the Sierra Club Michigan Chapter. Last week we spoke with Megan Brown, the spokeswoman for the Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy, or CARE Coalition for Michigan, which stands opposed to Proposal 3. That interview and point of view still available to you on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health and heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.